Hello, my friends. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 51, He Lifts You. James 4:10, let this one land. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you. Just sit with that for a moment. Humble yourselves, and He will exalt you. In the kingdom of God, the way up is down. Everything around you says, push harder. Stand out. Prove what you're worth. The world says, the one who bows down loses. But the Word says the opposite, and the Word does not lie. The one who kneels before God is the one God raises. The logic flips completely, and that is not weakness. It is the most courageous faith there is. But notice where this humility happens. Before the Lord. Not before an audience, not in church so people can see you, not in a post with a verse and a filter. God is not watching the performance. He is watching the heart, and the heart only He can see. True humility is an intimate act done in the hidden place between you and God. It means the most when no one else is looking. And what does it actually mean to humble yourself? It means opening your hands, letting go. It means releasing the drive to promote yourself, to prove your worth, to make sure everyone knows what you're capable of. Doesn't that exhaust you? That constant race to prove, to be seen, to defend your name, it wears the soul down. And James steps in and says, you can let that go. God already knows you. He already sees who you are, what you carry, what you're worth. You don't have to convince Him of anything. And then comes the promise. Not a maybe, a promise. He will exalt you. The lifting is not your job. It is God's job. On His schedule, in His time. And I know that can feel hard when you've been waiting a long time. When you're tired of waiting. But God's timing is not delay. It is precision. He knows exactly what needs to happen in you before He raises you up. And He will not hold back what is meant to come at just the right moment. There's one more thing. In that same chapter, James reminds us that God gives grace to the humble. Think about that image. Grace flows downhill. It doesn't settle on the peaks. It collects in the low places. The one who bends, who kneels, who empties themselves before God, that is the ground where grace pools up, where the rain gathers. The low place is not a place of defeat. It is the place where God pours out. So here is the call for today, and it is concrete, not vague. Before breakfast, before you pick up your phone, before you look at what the day holds, kneel, physically, actually, with your knees on the floor, and hand God today's agenda, item by item, not in general, not in a rush, item by item, that meeting, that hard conversation, that decision you've been putting off, hand it all over, let God be God over your day. Start on your knees and watch what God does. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.